everyone. This is 映画の English. こんにちは、きのこです。映画の English. この番組では映画やテレビドラマを楽しみながら英語を学んだり、新作映画についておしゃべりをします。お気に入りの作品を見つけて英語学習に役立ててくださいね。お送りするのは私、きのこと映画大好き、Reese's のチョコレートも大好きなマイクです。Hi, Mike.
Hello.
How was the Reese's?
Very, very yummy.
Scrumdiddlydum. You got it at Costco.
I got it at Costco. Yes, mm-hmm. They get this big bag. It's like,
I see.
42 ounces. What is it? Ounce. Yeah, 42 ounces. That's 1 kilogram.
こんなに入ってんの？じゃあ。I
see. 1 kilogram of Reese's Pieces. I'm happy.
Your Christmas present for Santa.
No. Santa does not get my Reese's peanut butter cups.
Okay.
I will fight him for that. Stay away.
No, it's mine.
Yes. Oh, that reminds me. Oh, geez. The old commercial for Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. It was like these two kids were walking. And, well, first, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. It's like, it almost looks like a muffin. It has that kind of like muffin shape.
Mm.
And in the middle of it, it has peanut butter. And on the outside,
It has... 中に、あ、カップでね。
Yeah.
ちっちゃいカップで、で中にピーナッツバターが入ってるチョコレート。
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a nice little layer of chocolate. But in the old commercial, it was, you know, these two kids were like walking towards each other or whatever. And one person was like carrying peanut butter. And the other kid was carrying chocolate.
Carrying chocolate.
Yeah. And the two kids, they bump into each other. And the food kind of like falls down. And the one kid says, look, you got chocolate in my peanut butter. And the other kid's like, no, you got peanut butter in my chocolate. Reese's peanut butter cups. That's when they had silly commercials.
Do you like Reese's peanut butter chocolate for a long time?
Yeah, ever since I was a kid.
Oh, okay.
I've always loved it.
So it's a long seller chocolate, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, Reese's peanut butter cups was around before I was born, I think.
So なんだね.
Yeah, long time.
This is U.S. chocolate.
Yeah, it is U.S. chocolate, so it's very sweet.
And how do you like the Japanese chocolate?
Japanese chocolate is okay. I mean, I like, well, my wife likes, and I sometimes eat the Lotte, is that the Ghana?
Lotte, Ghana chocolate.
Yeah.
It's very legendary, basic, simple. Nice chocolate.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, but usually if I get chocolate, if I buy chocolate for myself, which I rarely do, I'll get Lindt, the Swiss.
わかる。あれ美味しい。I love it. わかる。でもさ、but it's expensive, so I can't eat it anytime.
Yeah, it can be. It is expensive. It's what, like... 500 yen for a bar. And more on chocolate news.
What?
I don't know. Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about first the streaming news, okay?
And now, Bob Hope's One's Eye View of the News.
Okay, streaming news のコーナーです。ここでは新作映画についてマイクがいち早く紹介します。Mike, let's go!
Alright, so first up, there was a new Star Wars, The Force Awakens, TV spot. It was fantastic. We got to see a lot more of Kylo Ren, the bad guy. It's only a few more days.
TV spot, what that mean?
TV commercial.
Ah, so you got another.
Yeah, the trailers are usually like for the movie theaters, and they're usually like 2 minutes long. For on TV, that's expensive. So they do call what they call TV spots, and those are usually 30 seconds to a minute, which are kind of the standard commercial times.
Yeah. Okay. So you can't wait for the movie.
No. Today, we are recording this on December 10th, so it's 8 days away.
So then,
I'm so happy. So happy.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I've expanded my collection of Star Wars stuff. It's maybe a little hard for you to see.
Ah, 本当だね。You're a gallery.
Yeah, I have 10 bottles.
10 bottles? Yeah. Ah, 本当だね。
That's cool. And I bought a tin of cookies.
You buy it only for the label of the Star Wars?
Yeah.
So that's it?
Yeah.
And what?
This I bought a little like chocolate egg thing. The chocolate was nasty. It was so nasty. But inside of it, they have like little Star Wars figurines.
I see.
And this is General
Grievous.
So you
can assemble it.
Yeah.
Chocolate egg に入ってんだ。
General Grievous.Stupid character, but
sorry, I don't know.
You don't have to know that. It's from the prequels. But my nephew loves General Grievous.
Ah, so なんだね. You have a good nephew, だね.
Yeah, we're surprised because they're coming out for like New Year's and everything. And my niece just called me. She's like in the first grade. But she just like called me. I'm like, why is she calling me? And so like we called her back and she looked at me and she was like, will you take me to see Star Wars?
Kawaii. And does she love it?
Yeah.
Wakarano? She can she understand, follow the story?
It's a very easy story to follow. It's not that difficult. It's Star Wars. It's, you know, save the princess.
I asked my husband about the story, but he doesn't mention it. He didn't mention about it.
Saving the princess? That's the original Star Wars.
There is a dark world and a bright world.
See,
and they both fight and I can't follow him.
Well, see, that's the good thing about Star Wars and what good movies are. The very basic story of Star Wars was, you know, rescue the princess. And help the princess. But there are there's a lot more complexity to the story. So for adults, right, you get this illusion of, you know, there's the rebels who are the Americans. And then you have the Empire who represent the Nazis. Right, you know, the stormtroopers. Look, I mean, stormtrooper, that comes from German. That's what the German soldiers were, you know, like the SS and everything like that, the stormtroopers. And a lot of, like, you know, Nazi kind of imagery happening with the Empire. So you have different levels of complexity and different levels of understanding the story.
I've heard that the first... first version was in the theater was Star Wars Episode 4. right? 4, 5, 6, and 1, 2, 3, now.
Yes.
Ah, so なんだね。
Actually, originally, in 1977.
Ah, そんな昔なんだ。
Yeah, it was just Star Wars.
And so you didn't, of course you were not born.
No.
In the first episode.
No. Not...
First and fourth episode.
The yeah, number episode four.
Mm-hmm.
I was not born until the next year.
そっかそっか。So you started to watch it when? In elementary school とか kids?
No, before that. I think I was still in kindergarten.
So your parents love it とか?
I don't know. We went to a friend's house to watch it.
Oh, I see.
I think they had just gotten Empire Strikes Back, episode 5. They had just gotten that on, I don't know if you remember, Laserdisc? Like those big, like, CD things.
懐かしい! Laserdisc!
Yeah, and everyone was like, oh, the quality is so great. It's so much better than, like, VHS.
言ってた、言ってたね。
Yeah, and we went to go watch it at my friend's house on Laserdisc.
Yeah, I see. Ah, we used in my school, at school. Laserdisc. So, you watched the episode 5?
4 and 5.
4 and 5.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
And then later, I mean, what, Return of the Jedi was in the mid-80s or something like that. So, I remember that. I didn't see it in the theater, but we waited for it to come out on VHS, and we watched it, and I was just like, ah! It was great.
So
even the Ewoks. I like the Ewoks.
Ewok?
Yeah.
What? That? Ewok?
Ewoks. Yes, the Ewoks. Episode 6, Return of the Jedi. The little furry, fuzzy creatures on the moon of Endor that help the rebels attack the stormtroopers. And then at the end of the movie, they are using the stormtrooper helmets as drums.
Ewok.
Yes. Ewok.
So the how can I say that? So this is very, very long story. So the quality of the CZ とかも were completely different from that previous episode, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, the original trilogy was 77, 80, and then maybe like 82 or 83. And then episodes 1, 2, and 3 came out in, what, the late 90s, I think. And there were a lot of advancements in, you know, special effects and everything like that. So they look very different.
So, so だろうね. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, the original trilogy, it was very kind of dark and dirty. Everything was like dark and dirty. Because at that point, especially when it came to sci-fi, all the science fiction movies were very colorful and everything was very shiny. And then Star Wars came and it's like, well, you know, everything's kind of dark and the Millennium Falcon, it's a piece of junk and it's dirty and everything looks dirty. And I think that was part of the appeal of Star Wars at the time. It's like, you know, it's very realistic. And then he went back and he did the episodes 1, 2, and 3. And it went back to everything is very shiny and they're very pretty and lots of beautiful colors. And it's like, that's not Star Wars.
Ah, そうなの。かえって暗い方がいいんだね。The darker.
Yeah. And it looks like, I mean, from watching all of the trailers and TV spots for The Force Awakens, it looks like it's going to continue with the original trilogy. So it's going to have that kind of dark, dirty-ish kind of feel to it.
And you have a DVD box of all episodes?
Blu-ray. Yeah, I have the Blu-ray set.
So does it look like editing the quality of the film?
Yeah, they're the special editions, so a lot of enhancements to, especially for the original episodes 4, 5, and 6. It looks nice. They've done a lot of nice things to it. They've done some. George Lucas did some absolutely stupid crap.
What do you mean?
So maybe the biggest problem is in Star Wars A New Hope. So episode 4, Star Wars A New Hope.
So 4.
We meet Han Solo on in Mos Eisley on Tatooine in a cantina. And Han Solo is not a good guy. He's a smuggler, right? He does bad things. And we know that there's he works for the Hutt. Jabba the Hutt. But he got into trouble with Jabba the Hutt, and he has to pay money to Jabba the Hutt. So this bounty hunter, Greedo, comes and he's talking to Han. He's like, you know, I'm going to take you to Jabba the Hutt. In the original movie, in the original cut of the movie, Han Solo has a gun and underneath the table. And he just shoots and kills Greedo. George Lucas, I guess he got old. And he's like, I don't like that anymore. So he went in and edited the movie and made it where Greedo tries to shoot Han Solo. And then Han Solo is reacting to Greedo. And then shoots and kills Greedo. And you'll see sometimes.
So the story changes a little bit.
I think it changes a lot.
A lot.
It changes Han Solo a lot. And you'll see people who wear shirts that say Han shot first. They hate that.
Ah, so you have changed it. Oh, and you're disappointed.
Yeah, because Han Solo goes from being a really terrible guy to not really a terrible guy. But in terms of the character development, in the original version, he's a terrible guy. But at the end, he comes back to help Luke Skywalker blow up the Death Star. So we see a change in Han Solo. We don't see that change as clearly because he doesn't start off as bad. The other like really big problem is in Return of the Jedi, and at the near the end of the movie, and Luke Skywalker is on the Death Star, and Emperor Palpatine is there, and Darth Vader is there, and Darth Vader and Emperor Palpatine are trying to get Luke to go to the dark side. Luke is trying to become a Jedi and help his father come back to the light side. And like halfway through the fight, Luke stops. He's like, I'm not going to fight you anymore. You know, I'm done. And so the Emperor is trying to kill him. He has his Force lightning. And he's like, lightning, lightning, lightning. In the original version, Darth Vader just, you know, you have that beautiful John Williams score in the background and you're listening to it. And that's all you really get, that and the sound of the lightning. And then Darth Vader just picks up the Emperor and just throws him down this big cavern. It's very dramatic. Then George Lucas thought, oh, you know what? We'll make this scene better. Right before Darth Vader picks up the Emperor, he's just going to say, no, no. And then it's like... that does nothing. It's just ruining the movie.
He yells.
He yells no. It covers up the music, and it kind of ruins the scene.
I see. なるほどね。
But talking about remaking things, I have a question for you. First,
what
have you heard of a little movie called Ben Hur?
Oh, 昔のやつだよね。
Yeah.
From 名前は only the name, and it is its music is famous, じゃない？
Yeah, it was a 1959 film with Charlton Heston.
I see.
And I think it leads, or it's tied with the lead for the most Emmy awards. Like, I think it got 11 Emmys for the movie. They're going to remake it, or they are remaking Ben-Hur. And
remake するの?
Yeah, they're remaking it. So it's going to be interesting. I saw the movie when I was a kid. And I mean, it's like a 4-hour epic movie, so I was bored when I watched it. But yeah, it's going to be released. So at the moment, the release date is September 10th. For 2016. And we're going to have a new Ben-Hur. So that should be kind of exciting. I'm looking forward to it. It probably is not going to be as good as the original. But yeah, it's just, I think it's, for me, I'm really surprised that they're remaking it. Because I thought, it's like, why would you remake Ben-Hur? Everyone seems to be afraid.
They don't have any idea.
No, there's plenty of movies out there, original ideas out there. It's like, I always thought, you know, Ben-Hur and Gone with the Wind are like two movies that studios are afraid of.
Remaking?
Yeah.
Because Gone with the Wind はリメイクしてほしくないな。I don't want to remake. I don't want them to remake the Gone with the Wind because the original one is so impressive.
Yeah. It is. And that's why everyone's afraid to remake it because you know, to modernize it or whatever it is. Because of that. And Ben-Hur's the same way. I mean, it was such a massive, massive movie, but... Yeah. All right.
All right.
So let's move along. We have some trailers to talk about. What do you want to talk about?
Okay, me first?
Yeah, you first. Ladies first.
Okay, thank you so much. in your list, I would like to pick up... First, the Secret Life of Pets.
The Secret Life of Pets. Why did you pick that? What did you like about it?
黙ってぼーっと見てた。何も、I want to watch something without thinking anything. So it suited me. Secret Life, right? It's animation.
Yeah.
Cute animation. At the same studio with Minions, I think.
Yeah, the same studio, the Minions, and I think also the Despicable Me.
そうそうそうそうそう。
Yeah.
だよね。それで、そうで、多分さ、maybe it doesn't need to understand English だから。
No.
No,
I mean, we don't really know what the story is at the moment. And we don't have a release date yet. But for the English version, I mean, I think some of the voice talent with Kevin Hart, Louis C.K., Steve Coogan and Dana Carvey are all very funny. Funny people. So that looks really good.
So, when the pet owner gone out, what the pets actually do in the 話でしょ?
Yeah,
it's so much mischievous.
It looked good. It looked funny. I really liked the, we have two trailers. I really liked the holiday greeting. You know, when they're trying to take pictures of the animals for like a Christmas card or something like that. That was really funny. But it looks to me like it's going to be like Toy Story.
わかるな、確かに。
Yeah, the humans leave and everyone sits around, you know, playing poker, smoking cigars or something. I don't know.
The same motif, same story. But it's interesting.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I sometimes thinking about my toys, my dolls are what they are doing while I'm sleeping, とか I'm going out, とか。
Yeah. Actually, I guess it's all kind of rips off the Nutcracker, doesn't it?
そうだね。
The Nutcracker's coming to life.
It's Christmas season. So this is my first. And the second one is the Legend.
Legend. You stole that one. I was going to do that one.
So, sorry.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Go ahead. What is it about?
The film tells the story of the identical twin gangsters.
Gangsters?
Red gangsters. Reggie and Ronnie Cray, two of the most notorious criminals in British history, and their organized crime empire in the East End of London.
The East End.
During the End of London. Mm-hmm. During the 1960s. Mm. Yeah. So this is a true story.
Based on a true story, yes. And this was released... I will say real quickly, sorry, but this was released in November in America.
Oh, more still released.
Yeah. So it's probably out of the theater by now. And it hasn't come to Japan. I don't know if it's going to come to Japan, but yeah.
でも来るよね、きっとね。
What did you like about it?
And the story itself? And the twins, the Tom Hardy act the twins by himself, is interesting.
Yeah.
How he act, kinda.
Yeah. Did you ever see a movie called Parent Trap?
No.
Okay, this was an old Disney movie, and it was from 1961.
Mm-hmm.
And it,
Parent Trap.
Mm-hmm. And it had this one girl who played twins.
そうなの。これ今見てるけどさ、I am checking the Wikipedia. これ一人でやってるんだ。
And that was actually pretty good. I remember that being pretty well done. And so, I mean, they're good at doing that kind of stuff. This like non-computer stuff, it works well.
So,
the reason I was gonna pick this Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy.
I adore Tom Hardy.
Really?
He is such a fantastic actor. He is. Yeah. If you've never seen a Tom Hardy movie,
he's the same age as us.
Yeah.
そうなんだ。そんな風に見えないね。okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And he's just been in some fantastic movies.
Like?
He was in
Mad Max.
Mad Max was it? Mad Max was. I'm not the biggest Mad Max fan, but I think he was good in it. Kind of. He was in Star Trek. He was in a Star Trek Nemesis. And he was kind of like a, his character in that movie was kind of like a clone of Patrick Stewart. Do you know Patrick Stewart? He plays the Captain Picard in Star Trek. And so he's like a, kind of a skinny guy, another English guy. And that's near the beginning of his career. And today he's like this big, muscular guy. He was in that. He was also in, oh crap, what was that? The Warrior is an amazing movie.
Warrior.
He played this, like a special, maybe it was like a special forces or a marine. And he has trouble, like in, I think it was in Afghanistan or Iraq, and he comes back and he becomes like a MMA fighter. And it's just, this story, it's a fantastic story. He was also in The Dark Knight Rises, which is a great movie. He plays the bad guy in that. It was fantastic. And he's also in The Revenant.
Revenant
with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah. We talked about it a few weeks ago.
And just very briefly, before we started recording the show, we were talking about the SAG Awards. And Leonardo DiCaprio was nominated for Best Male Actor from The Revenant. So.
Oh, so nanda. SAG Award.
Yeah.
What about him?
I don't think he was nominated for anything. I think that his role was actually very small. Let's see.
Okay.
Yeah, no Tom Hardy for the SAGs. That's a shame because he's a great actor. And yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing. I want to see this movie, Legend. Two crazy guys.
Okay. What is other?
So there is this movie, little bitty movie called The Nice Guys.
Nice Guys.
Yes, and first I want to say for this we have what's called a red band trailer. So usually if you go to the theaters or something like that and you see the trailer, it comes up and you have this, it's green. And it's like, this is approved for all ages. Now, I guess, maybe because of the internet and you can put, they've started doing what they call a red band trailer.
Ah, so you koto na no ka.
So this is like.
So, so if we go to your link, it is YouTube. But YouTube is not available. We have to click. In a original official trailer site.
I when I do the links, I always try to go back to the studio. But I mean, there are plenty of other sites that you know they repost and everything. But no, a red band trailer. It is. Do you know like rated R? It's the rated R version of the trailer. So you have the G version, which is for everyone, and then you have the red band or the rated R version. So the Nice Guys trailer that we have is the rated R version of the trailer. It's a red band.
I see.
And the Nice Guys, it's a private eye investigates the apparent suicide of a fading porn star in the 1970s Los Angeles and uncovers a conspiracy. And this has, it's starring Ryan Gosling, Keith David, Kim Basinger, and Russell Crowe. And it looked really very good. I'm a big Russell Crowe fan. And this is, it looks like a really good kind of, you know, detective. Almost the film noir kind of feel to it. Very dirty, gritty. some good action, mm-hmm. it looks like, in Russell Crowe. What did you think of the trailer?
そうだね。なんかね、そうね。very, very R してだなと思って。
Yeah,
R movie だね。
It's an R movie, and I think it's good. I really like the fact that this is an R movie. Why not put the trailer out that says this is a rated R movie?
そうか。And I thought, oh, this is Russell Crowe. He gets old って思った。いやなんか本当、いや多分役柄のせいだと思うけど because of his act、yeah. because of his role but it's, he seems all elderly、
yeah.
senior になったなと思って
yeah and he's put on a little weight、
うん、なんかグラディエーターのイメージがすごい強いから
oh that's so he's so different from the gladiator 、
うん、そうそうそうあすごいなこんなのったなと
yeah, but I don't know. Look, I think it's going to be a good movie. It, if anyone has seen it, it might be reminiscent of maybe one of his best movies, which is L.A. Confidential.
Oh, L.A. Confidential.
With, was that Kim Basinger? Yeah, Kim Basinger and Kevin Spacey from House of Cards.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a good movie. So another kind of detective, film noir kind of film. And then the other one is a Netflix original. It's going to come out on December 11th, which is probably before we post this. So this will come out after this podcast will come out after this. And this is Adam Sandler. Do you know Adam Sandler?
No.
He started off on Saturday Night Live, which is a weekly, like a sketch comedy show in America. Very, very famous. A lot of comedians got started on Saturday Night Live. Eddie Murphy, Steve Martin, Dan Aykroyd, just lots and lots of comedians. Even comedians today kind of got started on Saturday Night Live. And he got his career kind of started on Saturday Night Live and then started making a lot of movies, which were good. Recently, they're not very good. But he made a big deal with Netflix. So he's going to start making a series of movies on Netflix. And the first one coming up is called The Ridiculous Six. And this
Ridiculous
is,
Six.
I think, the perfect name for it. It is a comedy western about like five or six like brothers, they're half brothers, and it has Adam Sandler, Steve Buscemi, who's fantastic, Terry Crews, and every Adam Sandler movie, I think, Rob Schneider. It also has Danny Trejo, and again, I think in almost every Adam Sandler movie is David Spade. And we also have Harvey Keitel. So a good cast. It's probably going to be a very stupid movie. It's going to be a very silly movie like Zoolander, but...
So なの? Ridiculous Six.
Yeah.
They all are brothers.
Yeah, they're all brothers.
ってことなんていうのね?
They're like half brothers.
Half brother, then all of the mother are different.
Maybe. I think that's, I think, yeah, the mother, different mothers.
Yeah. And the father was kidnapped, so they had to rescue him.
ってこと? Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I watched the trailer, but I wasn't paying that much attention.
That's okay. Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, the Netflix.
Yeah.
In the Netflix and website, we can watch the introduction. We can check the introduction. Okay.
Yeah.
Netflix original.
And we will have some links and information about the Batman versus Superman Dawn of Justice trailer. It's a not a very good trailer. Yeah, a good Aaron Paul movie. Aaron Paul was in Breaking Bad. This is, it also has Bark, I don't know how to pronounce his name, Barkid Abdi, who was in the Tom Hanks movie, where Tom Hanks was the captain of a big ship. And Barkid Abdi is, I think he's Somali. It has him, it has Alan Rickman and Helen Mirren. It's called Eye in the Sky. It looks pretty interesting. Another movie with, this has Joel Egerton. I like Joel Egerton. Ian McGregor and Natalie Portman, they team up again after the disastrous Star Wars movies. And this is Jane Got a Gun. And no release dates for Japan for any of those movies. So, but oh no, the Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice is being released March 25th in next year. And oh, I almost forgot. In the Heart of the Sea.
In the Heart of the Sea.
Yeah, this is based on the true based on the events that later became Moby Dick. So it's not based on Moby Dick, but it's based on the events that Herman Melville used to write Moby Dick. And it stars Thor's brother.
Thor's brother.
Yeah, Thor's brother. Thor is Chris Hemsworth. And his little brother is playing the main role for... I think. Yeah, Chris Hemsworth is Owen Chase in The Heart of the Sea. No, Chris Hemsworth is Thor. Okay, never mind. There's three of them. There's three Hemsworths. I confused them because they all look very similar. But yeah.
Okay,
so it is Thor, I guess. I don't know. All right. And that is all for the news.
Okay. Oh, before that, I have to summarize in Japanese. Okay. 本日ご紹介したストリーミングニュースの作品は、後ほどウェブサイトにも掲載します。もう一度、タイトルを申し上げます。In the Heart of the Sea, Batman vs. Superman, The Nice Guys, Eye in the Sky, The Secret Life of Pets, Jane Got a Gun, Legend, それからThe Ridiculous Six. これはネットフリックスでもうご覧いただけます。Okay.
Rabbit? Silly rabbit, names are for regular folks.
And tricks are for kids.
What's on TV? This is when we talk about all of the wonderful things that we have watched over the past week. And what did you watch, madame?
I watched Sherlock and Glee.
That's it?
That's it. How about you?
I watched a lot.
What?
I watched a lot. Of course, I watched my football. I watched the Chicago Bears play against the San Francisco 49ers. I was very disappointed in that game because the Bears lost. It pissed me off. I was very unhappy. I yelled a lot. And then I watched the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.Play against my hometown, the Atlanta Falcons, and I was happy again because the Tampa Bay Buccaneers won. Yay! Yeah, I'm not a fan of the Atlanta Falcons. I've never been a fan of the Atlanta Falcons. No. And then I continued with a little Ben Stiller.And I watched Tropic Thunder. Have you heard of this movie?
No.
It's another Ben Stiller written by, directed by Ben Stiller movie. The plot of it is there was a guy who went to Vietnam. He came back from Vietnam. He wrote a book, and they're making a movie based on this book. It has...
Action comedy.
Yeah, and it has Ben Stiller, Bill Hader, Nick Nolte, Matthew McConaughey, Tom Cruise, Christine Taylor, who was the reporter in Zoolander. She's in that. Steve Coogan, Robert Downey Jr., and Jack Black. I mean, just a lot of really, really talented people. There are some funny scenes in this movie.
Okay.
I mean, like, bust a gut laughing scenes. But the movie sucks. It's a bad movie.
This is a bad movie.
It's a bad movie. I spent most of the time wondering how much longer is this movie. But there are some scenes, like Tom Cruise plays this like movie producer, and he just goes nuts. And you just hear him, he gets mad, and it's just like, rah, 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 beep, rah, rah, beep, 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 beep. And it's like very not Tom Cruise. And so it's very kind of shocking. And you're like, wow, Tom Cruise is hitting it really good. And then he like does this like dancing scene. You see Tom Cruise like dancing. It's great. And Robert Downey Jr. is in the movie. He is playing like this very, very serious method actor. And he's like so serious about this role in the movie that in the movie, kind of confusing, but he like he goes and has this surgery performed where his skin is like permanently dyed black. Because the role he is playing in the movie is like of a black man. So he has his skin dyed black, and it's crazy. And some of the stuff in it's crazy, but I would watch it. I would recommend watching it in terms of like if you're drunk one night and you just want something silly and stupid to watch.
Okay.
And you're like with your friends. Because, I mean, it's not the greatest movie, but...
Okay. So, あれだよね。The cast name is from the real actor's name なのね。Like, Albert...Chino とか
Oh yeah, Al Pacino. Yeah, that's that is the character. Yeah, so the actor's name in the movie, the actor. There's the actor, and then he has the character that he's playing, and I don't remember the name, so it didn't.
そうなんだ
Yeah, so the movie is them filming a movie. And
so, how did you watch it?
I watched it on Netflix.
Netflix there.
I think. Yeah. I'm pretty certain it was Netflix.
Okay.
Because it's December, I watched another Netflix original, and that is A Very Murray Christmas. Bill Murray worries no one is going to show up to his Christmas special.Because there is a big snowstorm in New York City. And it's just very short. I think it was like 45 minutes or an hour. And it has Bill Murray. It has Paul Schaefer. Michael Cera. George Clooney. Miley Cyrus. Chris Rock. And just a lot of, you know, like famous people. And...It's a Christmas special. It's them singing Christmas carols and Christmas songs. And it's maybe one of the funniest things I've seen all year. I laughed the entire time.
Okay.
Do you know Bill Murray, right?
Bill Murray.
He was in like Ghostbusters and Caddyshack. And he has a very specific kind of humor. Mm-hmm. He has like a very, maybe like a deadpan kind of humor. So it might be difficult to understand. But I love Bill Murray. I really love his humor. And watching him singing like Jingle Bells or something, it's... Mm-hmm. And there's a... George Clooney shows up. Mm-hmm. And he kind of does this duet with Bill Murray. Mm-hmm. So you kind of see George Clooney singing a little bit, which is great. And it was funny because he was like doing the backing vocals. Mm-hmm. And you see Bill Murray like sitting there singing, and George Clooney was like hiding behind the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And then he would just like pop his head out and like say his line and then go back. Oh, it was great.
Okay.
And also very quickly, I watched like the first three episodes of another Netflix original, Jessica Jones.
Jessica Jones.
Yeah, this Netflix. Is part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
So
it's a Marvel thing. And Netflix, it's a little bit separate from the movies. Mm-hmm. So on Netflix, they have Daredevil. Which is a great, great, great series. Mm-hmm. And then recently they just released Jessica Jones, which is also a great series. It is about a woman who is kind of a superhero, but she left being a superhero and becomes a private investigator. And it also has David Tennant, who I love, David Tennant, a Scottish actor who played Doctor Who for a couple of seasons. And it has Carrie Ann Moss, who was in the Matrix films, the female lead in the Matrix films. She still looks really good. And she plays a lawyer in this show. I don't want to talk too much about, you know, the story. I don't want to spoil Jessica Jones, so I will just very quickly say this. Marvel has the movies, which are, you know, very big, very bright, very loud, very funny for all ages. Netflix, they have Daredevil, they have Jessica Jones. One of the characters in Jessica Jones, they're going to make a series on Netflix. They're going to come out with a second series for Daredevil. And then they're going to do another series called Iron Fist. And the Netflix series are the rated R version of superheroes. And, you know, Daredevil, he is a blind lawyer who at night goes out and fights bad guys. And it's, you know... And like Jessica Jones, who's a private investigator, you know, they're very film noir-ish, to say film noir yet again on this episode. But yeah, they're very adult, very mature stories and just very well-made series. So highly, highly recommend. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So then let's move along and...
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Floors, doors, walls, halls, white sidewall tires and old golf balls.
Sinks, stoves, bathtubs he'll do. He'll even help clean laundry too.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Can he clean a kitchen sink?
Quicker than a wink.
Can he clean a window sash?
Faster than a flash.
Can he clean a dirty mirror?
He'll make it bright and clearer.
Can he clean a diamond ring?
Mr. Clean cleans anything.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute. Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it. Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Mr. Clean. Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean. All right.
Present and, for me?
Yeah, that is for you. So you can clean.
Thank you. Oh, so, no, no.
All right. So that means it's time for a spoiler zone where we ruin, we spoil the shows that we have been watching. And what are we going to spoil first, Kinoko?
Sherlock season 3.
Yes.
Episode 1.
Yes. I put the wrong thing in there, didn't I?
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
Give me 1 second. So we have Sherlock season 3, episode 1, The Empty Hearse. And that would be some, what, the kanji for sora? Aki?
Kara? Sora, karano janaikana.
Yeah.
Karano reikyusha.
Yeah. That would be it in Japanese.
Empty. So, sora wa sora to iu kedo, kara te iutte empty.
Kara. Oh, like karate. Karate.
Karate. So, karate no kara.
Yeah. We just turned this into a Japanese study program.
Okay.
All right. In this episode, Mycroft calls Sherlock back to London to investigate an underground terrorist organization.
Wow. Sherlock, come back.
Come back. Because we all knew he was alive, right?
And there are some tricks.
Yeah.
This was alive.
Yeah, this episode was a little confusing.
Confusing datta ne. Chotto wakari nikku katta. So, dakara, there are three scenarios. About rescuing Sherlock. But at the end, what is correct?
I'm thinking the last one that we saw was the correct one because that was Sherlock's explanation.
Explain it.
But my favorite was the second one with the girl's explanation. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know why, right?
You know why?
I mean, it was the Moriarty Sherlock.
Yeah, Sherlock.
I love that. That was fantastic.
You love it?
And that was, yeah.
Yeah, but that scene, Moriarty and Sherlock, talked each other very, very funny and chatting, and they enjoyed chatting together.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it almost felt like, you know, that description, it almost felt like Moriarty and Sherlock planned this so they could run away together and be lovers somewhere in Switzerland or something and just spend the rest of their time hugging and kissing.
So, chotto wakari nikui tokoro mo tashikani atta kara.
Yeah, it was a little too complicated. It's for me, it was kind of the same thing with Back to the Future Part 2. Just adding layers and on top of layers, and it just
so da ne.
Yeah.
So and toriaizu wa Moriarty was dead.
Yeah.
But his dark organization was alive. So Sherlock had to fight and broke it.
Break it up
and come back to London. And he had to break the other terrorist group.
Yeah. Yeah, there was another terrorist group planning some kind of attack in London.
London.
Which is why Mycroft had to go undercover. And he was so pissed off about that, wasn't he? I had to go outside. Why do you make me go outside? I don't want to go outside. That's work. I don't like work.
Yeah. あと分からなかったのが、さ、why Sherlock was tortured in Serbia?
Because he like broke on, he snuck onto some like military base, and they caught him. And but I did think it was funny. Like, you know, halfway through the interrogation, the interrogator was like, "My wife's cheating on me. I have to go home." And just leaves. And then Mycroft was there and he's like, "You have to come back to London." And Sherlock's like, "Why didn't you help me?" He's like, "That's work."
So this is so many Mycroft episodes.
Yeah, I like Mycroft. He's a fantastic character. Although I do want to say, it might be difficult for a lot of people to hear this, but you know, Mycroft plays, he's the older brother. He's supposed to be the more intelligent brother. He works for the government, and he's supposed to be like more posh.
Posh.
Posh. Like posh spice.
Posh.
Posh. P-O-S-H. Posh. You know, sophisticated. It's a very British word, posh. But Sherlock or Benedict Cumberbatch, the dialect he speaks is more posh than Mycroft.
Oh, so not that.
I don't remember the actor's name, but yeah. So it's a little odd, I think, for some people, because Sherlock sounds more posh than Mycroft. But Mycroft is supposed to be more posh, but
posh.
Yeah. Posh. Posh spice. You know posh spice, right?
Posh spite?
Spice.
Spice, no.
Victoria Beckham.
Why?
That was her nickname. There was all of the you know, there was Sporty Spice, there was Ginger Spice, Posh Spice, Baby Spice, and I think there was another one, I don't remember. They all had different nicknames, and Victoria Beckham was always very posh.
Posh, no, no, are they?
Yeah, the way she dressed and everything, she still is.
But how about her English?
It's not just speaking. I mean, you can say, "Oh, he speaks very posh." It's just, you know, it's elegant, right? Posh just means elegant. So you know, oh, she's very posh. So. It could be the way she speaks. It could be the way she dresses or something like that. Upper class.
And is she actually in the upper class in the
Posh Spice? She is now. She's married to freaking David Beckham.
Yeah. Now. But originally.
Originally? I don't know. She's from Harlow.
Okay.
I don't think that matters. I mean, the class system isn't like that so much anymore, but you can become posh. And yeah, so going back to Sherlock returns. I was very surprised by Lestrade. His reaction to seeing Sherlock.
And they hug each other. It was nice.
I think it was more Lestrade hugging Sherlock. And Sherlock was like,
yes.
This is surprising. But what about...
of course, Molly know about him.
Yeah.
Of course. Because she helped Sherlock.
Escape, kind of. Yeah. She helped him with the fake body. And then she got a new boyfriend.
So
what did you think of the new boyfriend?
I don't like that. I didn't remember.
He was basically Sherlock.
So
you know, he was a big tall guy. He had the same kind of like a, like, was that a pea coat or whatever? And the scarf. It was like everyone was kind of looking like that Sherlock.
And this episode, Molly seems more elegant than the other episode, I think.
Yeah, she's just definitely matured a lot.
Yeah. And at first, she helped Sherlock to investigate the case.
Yeah.
Instead of John.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
And John doesn't want to help him.
No, he kind of beat the crap out of Sherlock, didn't he?
Yeah.
That was funny. He could just, you know, Sherlock shows up at the restaurant and John just like tackles him and they get into a fight.
Yeah.
They get kicked out. They go to a different place and then John starts hitting them and they get kicked out. They just get kicked out. New place.
And Sherlock advised him to shave the mustache.
Ah, the mustache. What did you think of the mustache?
No, thank you.
Why?
Then似合わなかったよ.
I thought it was very distinguished.
なんか仮装してるみたいだったよ. Like he wear a costume. Like he wears an put on a costume.
Well, yeah, it was a fake mustache. I think that was a little easy to tell, but it looked that way to me.
In 2 years without Sherlock, Watson had a girlfriend to marry.
Yeah, he kind of got engaged, right?
Hmm?
Yeah, good going, Watson.
So done it. How about she likes Sherlock, right?
Yeah, that was odd. She likes Sherlock, okay, and she wants to get John, you know, back working with Sherlock. Yeah, and he does. He ends up working again with Sherlock, and everything seems okay again.
Mm-hmm.
And
at last, Sherlock's parents visit him.
Yeah.
And they seem very, very normal person.
They were normal people. And they had two very unusual children.
Mm-hmm. So John was surprised. Oh. Are they really your parent?
Yeah, they seem so ordinary. They're ordinary. Ordinary.
Mm.
Yeah.
But, so in this episode, such tiny stories are interesting, but as a whole, a little bit complicated to follow.
Yeah.
But anyway, the tourist... They succeed in breaking the terrorist attack at the end.
Yeah.
Mm. And at the end of the episode, there is someone to watch Sherlock in a screen.
Yeah, the new bad guy.
そうだね, new Moriarty.
Who is it going to be? Yeah, I don't know
the next episode.
Yeah, I don't know Sherlock well enough. I didn't read the books or anything, so I have no idea who the next bad guy could be. It's it's quite interesting to see that and figure out who's going to be the bad guy.
Wearing the glasses.
Yeah. Yeah, who is it? Ooh, it's exciting. Yeah. One last thing about this episode, and my favorite scene from this was Sherlock and Mycroft. I guess they were in Mycroft's office, and you see them, they're sitting there, and it looks like they're playing chess. And they're like talking and having a conversation. This is like right when Sherlock gets back to London. And the camera kind of like, you know, does a 360 around the room. And then it zooms in and they're playing Operation. Operation. Do you know Operation? The game Operation.
No. What is it?
Oh, this is a really old game. I loved this game as a kid. And it's just like a board. And it has like a human body on it. And it has like these different body parts, like the heart or the lungs or something. You have like a pair of tweezers. And you have to like remove the heart without touching the sides of the hole. If you touch the side, then it goes and you lose. It's a very childish game. And seeing them playing that, when you think like, oh, they're sitting there playing chess, but no, they're playing operations.
Operations.
I'm surprised you don't know that. Your husband is a doctor.
関係ないよ。
It's a doctor thing.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter me.
But he didn't use that to train? I always imagine doctors use operation to train.
I don't know why.
But, all right, so to finish up, final thoughts on episode or season 3, episode 1, The Empty Hearse. Final thoughts. What are your final thoughts?
Final? No, nothing.
Nothing.
Final words?
Yeah, final words. Okay, so I will say that honestly, there were some good bits in it. I was a little disappointed overall with episode. Yeah. After watching it, I realized like a lot of the humor was only understandable if you watched all of the previous episodes. You know, like the John is like, you know, Sherlock and I, we're not gay kind of thing. And so a lot of reused. And it kind of is starting to remind me a little bit of House. Where House starts off and it's very good and very good stories. But then it starts to focus too much on the characters. And we're getting that, I think. I hope it's only this episode, but too much. I want the story, you know, and the characters are the characters. And I think they should be kind of on the side, but too much self-referential crap. All right. Okay. Next up, what are we doing?
Next is Glee Season 1, Episode 3. One more time. The next episode is Glee Season 2, Episode 3, Grilled Cheeses.
Grilled Cheeses. Yes. Let me try this. All right. So this is Season 2, Episode 3. ハットチーズセンドにお願いを。
願いを。
Exclamation mark.
願いを。
Yes. So, Finn believes he sees the face of Jesus in a grilled cheese sandwich. And random events have the members of the Glee Club questioning religion and God. And I'll start us off with saying that I think that this is a very American thing.
American thing.
Yeah. A lot of, you know, like European countries and other Western countries, you don't really see this theme a lot in just a regular, you know, TV show. And
what do you mean?
Religion.
Religion.
It's very in the forefront in America. And it's talked about a lot on the news, and lots of TV shows kind of talk about this, and you don't get that a lot from like British TV or French TV or German TV. It's everyone is kind of religious, but they don't talk about it. And so it's very American, I think. This is a very American kind of
topic. So my image for America is a new country and very open to any religion. So, So, in Europe, I thought this episode is more focused on Europe.
It's more American. Oh, this is Yeah, it is definitely more American. I would say that America is like open to all religions, but Christianity and religion itself it's very intertwined with American culture. It's almost impossible to separate the two.
I see. I see.
In Europe, it's also very intertwined, but it's more of like this kind of base, and there's all this years and everything that's kind of stacked on top of it. So, you know, a lot of French people are Catholic, and a lot of Spaniards are Catholic, but it's just not something that is talked about. They don't talk about it. They don't. They're not going around saying I'm Catholic or anything, and it's very different. I mean, we've seen it throughout the series, like with Quinn. You know, she's the head of the celibacy club, and Mercedes is also very, you know, kind of
religious, dedicated Christian.
So this,
in the gospel church, it was amazing.
Oh, that was gospel. And that is like the image that you get from a black kind of Baptist church. Lots of singing, people up on their feet dancing. And it just reminds me that, and I hope people understand, like when they're watching this, that all of these characters, you know, like Kurt and Mercedes, Finn, Quinn, Santana, all of the characters, they're stereotypes. Right. So Mercedes is that stereotypical, like overweight black girl.
I see. I see.
And, you know, Rachel is the stereotypical kind of nerdy girl, very driven. And I'm sure if you went to America, you would meet people like Mercedes or like Rachel, but it's very, it would be rare.
Yeah,
because there's this very, it's very big stereotype.
Easy to understand.
Yeah, easy to understand. And it makes it easier to write for the characters. Because it's it's very bold, it's very big, I should say. And
I see.
And wide. And so.
And Quinn is white, blonde girl.
Yeah. White, blonde, cheerleader, Christian girl.
Christian. But how about, she is Catholic?
I doubt that. When you start getting into like the more Midwestern-y area, you turn, you tend to get more like Baptist or Methodist. Northeast, I think there are more Catholics, especially if you go to like New York with a lot of Italians, or you go to like the Boston area where you have a lot of Irish and everything. You tend to get more Catholics, but. Yeah, I mean, America was founded, the pilgrims were, they came from England, and they were not Catholic. They were Anglicans, the Church of England.
So that is what WASP is.
Yeah, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant.
Anglo-Saxon Protestant.
Yeah.
Protestant to Baptist 違うの?
Baptist are a type of Protestant. There are different types of Protestant, like Methodist and Baptist, and then you have Southern Baptist.
そんなに違うんだ?
Yeah, Anglicans, the Church of England.
Yeah, I grew up in the Protestant school. High school and junior high was Protestant, but I don't know what type of Protestant.
No.
I don't, maybe the teacher don't teach us, didn't teach us what kind of Protestant.
Yeah, it's...
適当.
I mean, Protestant, a little English lesson here. kind of mm-hmm. Latin.
Yeah.
Protestant comes from protestari, which is the Latin, and it's the mm-hmm. base for protest.
Mm.
So a Protestant is just someone who protested mm-hmm. the Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all.
Protest.
Protestant, mm. it's the same as protest. Mm-hmm. It's the same base mm-hmm. word. Mm-hmm. P-R-O-T-E-S-T.
S-T.
Mm. Protest. And then A-N-T at the end is
mm-hmm.
Protestant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's just protesting the Catholic Church. And there's lots of different things and lots of different variations. You know, if like a Southern Baptist, mm-hmm. it's like on the complete opposite end mm-hmm. of from the Catholics.
Oh, like, I see.
No, absolutely no gambling,
mm.
no alcohol.
Mm.
The church, it's usually small and very, very plain. So not a lot of, you know, gold and all the mm-hmm, pretty stuff mm-hmm, that you get from a cathedral. Mm-hmm. And then you get, like, I think, like the Methodist, which is basically the Catholic Church, but no Pope.
Oh.
So it's very similar to how the service is performed and the kind mm-hmm. of, you know, gaudiness of mm. the church and everything like that. So...
そうなんだ.
It's very confusing. We should probably just continue with Glee. yeah, and the Jesus.
How about Jesus? I wonder what Finn pray for? Grilled Jesus?
Yeah.
これは何? Finn's Baptist or Finn's Jesus. Idiot.
Yeah. But I have to say, this is not uncommon.
Not uncommon.
Not uncommon for someone to like pick up a potato and be like, oh, that's the Virgin Mary on my potato. Or that's Jesus or some other, you know, saint or something. They find that and they like frame it and people from miles, like 100 kilometers, 200 kilometers, they will come to like look at the grilled Jesus and pray to the grilled Jesus. That's America.
Yeah, I can imagine. I know how he feel. if I have something to, you have something to pray or you have something to, if I want to do something or if I want to, for example, to pass the entrance exam or to win some victories or something or to succeed in dancing in a performance stage, I want to pray for something. So I know how he feel.
Yeah.
Grilled Jesus,
but would you pray to a grilled cheese sandwich?
But he did, because he sees Jesus in his hot cheese sandwich.
Grilled cheese.
Grilled.
Have you ever had a grilled cheese sandwich?
Grilled cheese. Have you heard?
Have you had?
Of course.
Okay. It's perfect. It's a perfect like winter kind of snack. You have grilled cheese and like a bowl of tomato soup.
Ah, いいね. そうだね.
Yeah. So yeah, I kind of liked the scene where we see Finn like praying to his grilled Jesus for, you know, winning a football game and touching Rachel's boobs and becoming the quarterback and the scene where
願いがどんどん叶っていくんだよね。
Yeah, and Puck sees him like praying to the grilled cheeses and he was like, yeah, you know, I went to the temple and I prayed for Bert. Yeah.
Bert's father.
Yeah, because why? What happened with Bert?
Because Bert had a heart attack.
Yeah, and he was in the hospital.
In a coma.
Yes.
Coma.
Yeah, and you could see like the reaction on Finn of like, oh, I'm a douchebag. I should have been praying for him, not myself. That was a good scene.
そうだね。
そうそうそう。So the other members all play for Kurt's father, but only Finn did something strange, only for playing for grilled cheeses.
Yeah, him and his grilled cheeses, and yeah, very selfish.
But after, at the end, he ate it.
He did?
ね。
Why?
大丈夫だったのかな? Yeah, because he talked to Emma about his story, and Emma explained him.
Explain to
how
him.
How it works very systematically and logically. And this is, and he realized this is not the power of Jesus. Jesus.
No. The power of prayer. No.
Yeah. No. So he realized everything happened in a realistic reason.
Yeah.
So he needed to. So he thought he doesn't need to pray for Jesus. So he ate it. But I wonder, is it too old to eat? I am worried about his stomach.
His stomach?
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have eaten it. I mean, it was. He had it in his locker and all sorts of. Who knows? Just the fact that it was sitting in his locker, I wouldn't eat that thing. Dirty socks and underwear.
考えたくないや。
And how about this week, Sue? She was so wonderful. She was wonderful.
She was, Sue. And she was very serious.
And she... do you remember the scene with Emma and Sue talked about Kurt?
Yeah.
And Emma told Sue how cruel Sue is, but Sue is more and more serious about Kurt.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was another really good scene. Yeah, we see some vulnerability in Sue and talking about her sister and
yes,
her kind of problems with God because of her sister.
So Sue is more realistic and she could think about Kurt more than other person around him.
Yeah, I think she was able to relate and connect with Kurt better than everyone else.
So, こんな先生だったらそばにいてほしいなと思った。
The Emma all only sympathize. Oh, I'm sorry to hear about that.
Yeah, I mean, Emma is just annoying. Yeah, but
Sue, Sue talked that to tell her that Kurt had to be ready for the death of his father.
and this is more focused on his actual life. Mm-hmm. That's a better, better realistic advice. So good.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. So.
And
go ahead.
Okay, the scene with Sue's sister. Mm. It was so nice.
Yeah. Yeah, Sue's sister, you know, seemed kind of a religious person. Yeah, she was like, you don't believe in God?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it kind of changes Sue's perception of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And not as angry. Because let's face it, Sue is a very angry person.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of issues. She has a lot of issues that who knows what they are. But yeah, she's a very angry person.
Mm-hmm.
And we see, I think, some of that anger kind of being lifted off of her shoulders in that scene. It was nice.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Final thoughts?
No, nothing.
Nothing? All right, then.
It was nice. Oh, really? And I enjoyed it. How about you?
I enjoyed it, kind of. I grew up, my father was a preacher.
Ah, soっか.
I grew up going to church like 3 times a week or whatever, so.
そりゃ大変.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, we saw some good character development, which was nice, but yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all I can say about it. Yeah.
Were you just singing to a sonogram?
Uh-huh.
Hi, my name is Rachel Barry, and I'll be singing On My Own from the seminal Broadway classic, Les Mis.
Fantastic, let's hear it.
Glee cover songs. This is where Kinoko and myself talk about the songs that were sung in this episode, and there were a lot of songs.
Yes, Glee cover songs. ここでは Glee に登場した歌を紹介していきます。First up, we have Noah Packerman. Noah Packerman with New Directions singing Only the Good Die Young by Billy Joel.
Billy Joel,
yeah. Ah, I love him. Puck.
Yeah, Noah Packerman.
Puck ってパッカーマンなんだね。
Yeah. You didn't know his name?
だってずっとパックって言ってるからみんなパックなの。そうだからさ。
トゥンテルンテルンテルンテルンテルンテルンテルン。Ah, yeah. Classic Billy Joel. All right, then Mercedes Jones with Quinn Fabre and Tina Cohen-Chang singing a little Whitney Houston with I Look to You. And a lot of Jews in this TV show.
Whitney Houston, 懐かしいわ。I can't imagine she passed away.
Yeah, it's sad.
Sad. Okay. And then, go. Ah, これわかんない。なんて読むのこれ。
I misspelled that too, sorry.
Yentles. Yentles.
Yeah.
Papa, can you hear me? It's performed by Rachel Berry.
Yeah, do you know the movie Yentl with Barbara Streisand?
わかんない。
Yeah, it's an old movie.
So, Yentl.
Yeah, it's about, I think it's about a little girl who is like, has an arranged marriage or something like that. Or she becomes someone who arranges marriages. I think that's what a Yentl is. I don't know.
Oh.
I never watched
Barbara Streisand.
Yeah, it stars Barbara Streisand.
So, that's why Rachel sing for her.
Yes.
First.
Everyone loves Babs.
Mm.
All right, Kurt Hummel performs The Beatles, I Want to Hold Your Hand. Great song.
Okay. And Losing My Religion by R.E.M. is performed by Finn Hudson.
Another fantastic song.
Mm-hmm.
Love that song. All right, then Mercedes Jones with her church choir sing mm-hmm. the Aretha Franklin version of Bridge Over Troubled Waters by Simon and Garfunkel.
Simon Garfunkel, だけど Aretha Franklin version
ね。Yeah.
で、Mercedes singing.
Yes.
For Unless. Okay.
Or kind of a gospel version.
Gospel だったね。
Hmm.
Okay. Finally, Only. Sorry. One of Us by John Osborne is sung by New Directions.
Yeah. Another really good song.
Mm-hmm.
From the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that was Glee cover songs. All right, and next week. And I updated the show notes, so.
Okay.
Next week, what is next week?
Sherlock season 3, no? Season 3, episode 2 ka.
Yeah, but what happened to the show notes?
Okay.
Hold on. Time out. I had updated the show notes, but something happened. I don't know. Let me see. Season 3. I will do this real quick. Show notes.
Yeah.
And there. And save. And it should be updating.
Okay. Yokora show. Thank you.
Yeah.
Updating. Yosho. Oh, blind banker になってる?
Yeah.
Blind banker じゃないよね?
The sign of three. Yeah, no, the blind banker was from season one. I copied in the wrong thing.
Okay, okay.
Okay.
ちょっと待ってね。あれ? Blind banker のままになってるんだけど。Yeah. One more time.
It's season 3, episode 2, The Sign of 3.
The Sign of 3.
Yeah.
ちょっと待ってね。間違った。じゃない。こっちじゃない。これだ。よいしょ。Sign of 3って書いてある。書いてある。出てきたよ。OK。じゃあ、ここからね。Next week から。
Yeah. All right.
来週お届けするのは Sherlock Season 3 Episode 2 The Sign of 3 Season 3の第2話第3のあん 3, 3つの兆候かですねをお送りします。それから Glee の Season 2 Episode 4 Duet をお送りします。 OK?
Thank you very much, and good night, everybody.
Good night. Wait a minute, boy. Where are you going?
I sang my number. I gave the show a little class. Now I'm off.
それでは、本日も長いエピソードになりましたが、今日はこの辺でお開きです。番組ウェブサイトは映画の english.com。E メールは mike@映画の english.com。それからきのこ @映画のenglish.com までぜひお寄せください。それではまた来週。
Thank you very much for listening and a quick reminder that next week's episode will be our last episode of the year as we go off on our Christmas and New Year's holiday. We hope that you will enjoy that. Also, the 18th, I am going to go see Star Wars The Force Awakens. I might try to just post a quick review afterwards. So, maybe I'll post something up there. Until then, thank you for listening and have a nice day.